we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, I'm continuing to answer the question, is it a waste of money to send your child to a Christian school? I'm dealing with a comment that was sent me by a listener some time back. She'd heard the comment from someone else and passed it along to me for my consideration. The statement went like this. I wasted my money on Christian schools to have one son have to get married, one daughter get kicked out, and all three get in with the wrong crowd. They were better off in public schools. I strongly disagree with that statement, and the reasons for my disagreement are the basis for the programs this week. One thought that comes to my mind is that all Christian schools are not Christian. Oh, I know that they may advertise themselves as Christian schools, but you've got to keep in mind that the word Christian means different things to different people. To one person, it merely means that the students take a Bible course along with their other courses in school. To another, it means that the school is sponsored by the church and that the young people use the facilities of the church for their schooling. I found this out early in my experience as a father. When my daughter reached the age for first grade, I started visiting the various Christian schools in the area. I went to one and was met by a cigar-smoking principal. Clearly, the standards of that school were not my standards. I know of Christian schools that have double standards, one for the students and another for the athletes. I know of Christian schools that have few standards at all, and they don't enforce the standards that they do have. I know of Christian schools that are sponsored by modernistic churches. In these cases, the word Christian in their name is a joke. They're religious, but not Christian. And that's a big difference. You need to investigate a school before you enroll your child. Just because it's sponsored by your home church, or just because it's close to you, or just because it's the only Christian school in the area, is not a good enough reason to send your child to that kind of a school. But just because some so-called Christian schools are poor schools is no reason to reject the whole Christian school movement. We have poor churches also, but we don't reject the need for local churches to attend. There are poor missionaries, but we don't reject the concept of sending missionaries to the ends of the earth to reach people with the gospel. No, we recognize that in some areas of life, we have to pick and choose with care. And the same principle is true in the Christian school movement. We have to pick and choose with care. In my case, after looking into the available options for my daughter, I chose to send her to a public school for 4 years because there was no good Christian school available. But after 4 years, the situation changed. A good Christian school became available, and immediately I transferred her from the public schools into a Christian school, and there she stayed until she completed her college training. Don't you do that in other areas of life? Don't you shop around for the best buys in food? You'll go to one store because you feel they have the best selection for meat. Another store may have the best prices on staples. And you patronize the stores where you get the greatest return for your money. In buying tools, I found that sometimes it pays to get a more expensive tool. The initial cost may be a little more, but the greater wear and the more effective use of a better quality tool justifies the extra cost. Do this in Christian schools, too. Look around. Find one that produces good quality, and invest your child's training to the school that does the best job.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.